The Traveler's Journal, July 28th, at home in the Twin Cities. With a population approaching 3 million, Minnesota's Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul always rank high in surveys of America's best places to live and work. They were founded in the early 1800s on opposite banks of a meandering bend of the Mississippi, at the northernmost point big river boats could reach. Both grew prosperous, transshipping anything the area's enterprising residents could trap, dig, grow, cut, or otherwise haul out of the fertile prairies. The fortunes amassed gave rise to a genteel society that prized family values, decorum, and quiet, sometimes quirky, culture. Modern Minneapolis is the taller and showier of the two, with lots of metal and glass in its skyline. St. Paul, the state capital, has an older, brickier, more self-effacing air. Given the area's long winters and chain of local lakes, summer brings the Twin Cities to life. There's abundant urban greenery to enjoy, with 170 parks linked by walking paths, bike trails, and skateways. Minneapolis and St. Paul boast grand public buildings, history centers, art museums, jazz clubs, good restaurants, as well as mementos of a romantic literary legacy that roams from Longfellow to F. Scott Fitzgerald and Garrison Keillor. Rather than places to see and things to do, the area's charm is that it's simply a great place to be. If you'd like more about today's program, check our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.